Good afternoon. We are looking at a mainly dry, mild weekend for us here and plenty of sunshine. Starting out with this afternoon, most of the area looking mainly clear, so plenty of sunshine. The only spot where we are seeing some high clouds really is in the Western Mohawk Valley. That does look to mix out eventually, but we could see occasional periods of some high clouds this afternoon. Boundary layer winds are going to shift from light northwest to west southwest by later this afternoon. High temperatures for this afternoon are expected to be in the 60s to around 70 degrees, with some lower 70s expected in the Mid-Hudson Valley. For the night tonight, an upper disturbance and leading edge of strong warm air convection tracks through our region tonight. There will be enough moisture and low level forcing to support some scattered showers across most areas, but likely in the Mid-Hudson Valley in northwestern Connecticut. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the first weekend of May will bring above average temperatures across a large section of the nation. The core of the warmest temperatures will be from the desert southwest into the southern high plains, where mid and upper 90s are likely. Some locations could see record high temperatures Saturday and Sunday as temperatures soar into the lower 100s over the southern high plains. The heat will also combine with dry and gusty winds to elevate fire danger across the region through the weekend. In contrast to the warm and dry conditions, a frontal boundary moving inland into the Pacific Northwest will produce widespread heavy precipitation from the coastal region to the Washington-Oregon Cascades, spreading into the northern Rockies on Sunday. The higher elevations will likely see wet snow continuing into Monday morning. Below average temperatures are expected to spread from west to east across the northwestern U.S. this weekend behind a Pacific cold front. The past 24 hours, lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 at Rio Grande Village in Texas to a low of 20 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire, and Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny with a high near 71, in Boston, sunny with a high near 72, and in Buffalo, partly sunny with a high near 63. Taking a look at the Albany, New York climate normals for today, the average high is 65, while the average low is 43. The record high of 90 was set back in 2018, while the record low of 29 was set back in 1974. Today's sunrise was at 5:48 a.m. The sun is set to set at 7:57 p.m. It's a total of 14 hours and 9 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 2 minutes and 27 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at sunny skies with highs reaching into the upper 60s. For the night tonight, we will see a steady increase in clouds with a chance for some showers to develop as we get past midnight. Overnight lows looking to drop down into the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 60s and low 70s. Windy as well, with gusts as high as around 25 miles an hour for the night tonight. Steady increase in clouds with a chance for showers after we get past midnight as overnight lows drop down into the low 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at mostly sunny skies this afternoon, with highs reaching near the mid to upper 60s for the night tonight. Steady increase in clouds with a chance for some showers as we get closer towards midnight and into the early morning hours. Overnight lows dropping into the low 50s and upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at sunny skies this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid to upper 60s. For the night tonight, we will see increasing clouds with a chance for showers as our overnight lows drop down towards the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at mostly sunny skies for this afternoon with highs reaching into the upper 60s and low 70s. For the night tonight, we will see increasing clouds with a chance for showers after midnight as overnight lows drop into the low 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, expect partly sunny skies throughout the course of the day and even warmer temperatures with highs reaching near the mid to upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.